partner, or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate you tuning in. It's, what can I say? So, it's been a wild week. Last weekend, you know, we finished the program at, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock Mountain. And I finish and I go home and I get the podcast ready. I do my usual routine. I think I took the dogs out to the dog park for a while. I don't know. I putzed around for a while. And then we had some friends who wanted to have an early dinner. And I do mean early, like, you know, early bird special kind of dinner. So we went to this place, went to this really, really nice kind of old classic steakhouse. No, it wasn't the Golden Corral. It was like a really nice steakhouse in Denver. And our reservation, don't laugh at me, was for 4 o'clock. So that's 6 Eastern. I told you it was early bird. And, you know, we're eating, enjoying the conversation, and, you know, and they know never to ask me what did I talk about on the program, because I don't like to rehash, you know, things I've already talked about. And one of our friends gets up and goes to the restroom and comes back and says, "Do you have news alerts on your watch or your phone?" And I said, "No, I don't want to be disturbed by that, so I don't." She says, "Well, I really think you ought to look at your phone." So I pulled up my phone, and the first thing I did was I went to Twitter, just because I've got a list of news organizations, and I went straight to that list of news organizations, and then just boom, 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 no pun intended there, but just boom, 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 there were all the stories about Trump and what, good grief, one of the networks said, you know, Trump hurt in fall, Trump, you know, stumbled. I mean, it was just really stupid stuff when it was obviously there was a shooting of some sort. And so, you know, we all now have our faces buried in our phones. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this changes everything. It literally changes everything. And I got home Saturday evening, and of course, I, you know, being a consumer of the news, I couldn't stop watching. And I watched and I watched and I watched. And all I could think about was how much this is going to change everything, including Donald Trump. Because I believe, having been through some fairly traumatic events in my life, I know that it changes your outlook. It changes your attitude. Sometimes that's short-lived. Sometimes it lasts for, I mean, parts of it are short-lived. Parts of it go on forever. And I kept thinking, how's this going to affect the election? How's this going to affect everything? And that's what I talked about on my program during the week. We went through it. But here we are again a week later. And here are a few of the things, just to give you an idea of kind of the chaotic world that we live in. I made a list of things that have happened in the last 7 days. Are you ready? I just want you to stop, because every once in a while, you know, particularly when we get to Saturday, when we get to the weekend program, you know, I've already been on radio for 20 hours, and now I'm about to do it for 3 more hours, but time out. Just time out for a moment. And let's just rehash for a second and think about what a chaotic week it was. And I want you to think about every single thing. I know for you kids in the back of the class, I'm going to go a little slower. So all of you in the front row, just calm down and relax. We'll get through the list. I know you think you know what I'm going to say next, and maybe you do and maybe you don't. And I know you're the teacher's pet and all of that, but just chill, okay? Chill. So let's just start. Let's go back to last Saturday. Donald Trump was nearly assassinated, and let's not forget, a Pennsylvania firefighter was murdered in that assassination attempt. And two rallygoers were critically, severely wounded. I think they're both I know one is out of the hospital. I'm not sure whether Dutch is out of the hospital or not, but there were two seriously wounded. That's, just think about that. Hasn't happened since Ronald Reagan some 43 years ago. The other thing that happened is that the director of the Secret Service was exposed as a complete incompetent. The United States Secret Service, it's taken a little longer than some of the other agencies, but on March 3rd, 2003, what is that? That date should not mean anything to you. It means an awful lot to me. On March 3rd, 2003, I sent a memo to then Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, former governor of Pennsylvania. Tom Ridge is a Vietnam War hero. He's getting old. I think he may have some sort of debilitating illness right now, but I sent him a very lengthy memo outlining that everything that we had planned for the Department of Homeland Security and the Bush administration, that everything that the way we had originally structured it, the way we had tried to do what Congress wanted us to do, but the way that his team had come in and decided to throw all the transition plans out and to restructure everything in an entirely different organizational structure was deadly. And it was going to cost lives. It was going to cost lives in terms of resource allotment. It was going to cost lives in terms of, for example, FEMA being able to effectively respond to disasters, man-made, you know, whether it's a terrorist event or a natural disaster. And that other components within DHS, such as the Secret Service, were now going to be put in a position of fighting for resources and having some of those resources depleted because other organizations within DHS would start usurping those resources. And there would now be a bureaucratic fight that would go on every budget cycle about the amount of resources that every department that would have normally gotten their budget based on their own merits and based upon their own liaison in relationship with Congress, and, of course, obviously with the administration, would now be fighting that battle plus an internal battle. And that all of that was a recipe for disaster. And that ultimately it would spread not just to FEMA, but it would spread to all of the other components. Remember Immigration and Naturalization Services? Customs and Border Patrol? Immigration and Customs Enforcement? The U.S. Naturalization Citizenship Organization, the Secret Service, all of those different components would now have to fight two battles, a battle before Congress for resources, and now a battle internally, and that would cost lives. And the attempted assassination of Donald Trump showed that the head of the Secret Service is a complete incompetent. And I go back to that memo that is now a little over 21 years old, is still bearing fruit. And what I said then is even more true today. The third thing I think we ought to think about, let's get all of the, well, not all of them, because I want to address some of the conspiracy theories as we walk through the program, but let's get one baseline, and that is the shooter apparently had no discernible motive, just another nut job. Another nut job, and notice I said that he had the Secret Service was exposed as a complete incompetent, and that's before I said that the shooter apparently had no discernible motive. And then we had this, after a series of disastrous media appearances. Joe Biden got the COVID, he got the China virus, he got the corona, and his party turned on him with knives drawn, including Morning Joe. And if you also recall last Saturday, during the program, Dr. Ruth died. Oh, I'm just partway through the list. That's just kind of what happened Saturday. Now, when we get back, we'll work our way through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Remember, text any question or comment to 33103. Anything you want to say anytime, just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Do me a favor. Go follow me on Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. If you want to follow me on Facebook or Instagram, those are at Michael D. Brown. If you want to find those, if you don't remember that, go to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com.
There's a better credit card that supports your conservative values. It's called Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is a Visa-backed credit card and America's first credit card built by and for conservatives, created to advance conservative values and embrace the American spirit. While other leading credit cards give millions to the left each year, Coin is helping conservatives to align their dollars with their values. Using Coin means you pay with a purpose. The Coin Visa credit card donates a portion of every transaction to conservative charities. Last year, Coin donated more money to conservative charities than the top 10 major credit card companies combined. Support conservative causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today for America's better credit card at coin.com. That's COIGN.com. Select radio from the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I already have a text from the back of the room. Goober number 8919 says, Mike, I'm the kid in the back of the room. My Saturday assigned seat. I couldn't wait to hear today's show, and I usually look forward to it, but not like today. Oh, yeah, we're going to, today's going to be kind of wild, I think, because I'm probably going to irritate some people. Not that I would ever irritate people before. Let me remind you, if you're looking for one of the affiliates around the country, it's real easy to do. Again, go to, if you want to find one of the 300-plus affiliates, go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. There's a tab that says How to Listen. Pull down that tab. You'll find an interactive map of all the affiliates around the country. And then below that, you can scroll through, and there's a list of affiliates when they air the program live and then also when they re-air the program, which like a lot of affiliates do. Here in Denver, where I broadcast live, we carry it on Freedom 93.7 on Saturdays, and then they replay it on my home station, 630 KHAL, on Sundays. But anyway, you can find all of that at michaelsaysgohere.com. So going back through this list of everything that happened since last Saturday. Now, don't take offense to this. I really don't care if you take offense to it or not. But Richard Simmons died. Now, Richard Simmons died. But Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones and Mick Jagger, they're still alive. So I think that perhaps this whole idea that diet and exercise and exercising and doing all of this versus leading a lifestyle like Keith Richards, maybe that's the better way to go. Because Keith Richards is still alive and Richard Simmons is not. Now, depending how old you are, this may not mean anything to you or it may mean a lot to you, but Bob Newhart died. Yeah, Bob Newhart. The guy that said something about, you know, I just don't like country music. And I'm not trying to be condescending, but I just don't like country music. And by the way, all of you who like country music, condescending means. It was pretty good. Lou Dobbs died. Microsoft. Now, Microsoft's kind of the news for a couple of reasons, because we had the gigantic outage yesterday. It was the end of civilization. Microsoft laid off their entire DEI team. Yeah. I think Microsoft realized that a meritocracy where you hire people regardless of what their skin color is, regardless of what their sexual preferences are, regardless of what their religion are, if they can code properly or if they can be a good HR manager, they're a good manager, what you hire people on meritocracy. That's what you do. Yeah, I think Microsoft's beginning to see the light. Bob Menendez, the corrupt senator from New Jersey, finally got nailed for the corruption that we've all known about for decades. Claimed that he was hiding gold bars in his wife's closet, in a locked part of his wife's closet, along with a bunch of cash, because because of Cubans and trying to hide from the communists. That's what Cubans did. The only problem was Bob Menendez was born in New York. He wasn't born in Cuba. But anyway, Bob Menendez finally got nailed for the corruption that he's been known for decades. Max Boot's wife, an occasional co-author. Max Boot is a columnist. He's a hard lefty. His wife was indicted as an unregistered agent for the South Korean government. And Max Boot himself often wrote stories favorable to the South Korean government. Isn't that interesting? Because here's a lefty columnist, you know, always berating that people on the right are corrupt and horrible and everything else. And, well, guess what? Your wife was just indicted, like Paul Manafort, as an unregistered agent of the South Korean government. Did she not? Did you never talk about that during Pillow Talk? Seriously, I don't believe you. This one, which I kind of get it, but I don't get it. And that is Hulk Hogan and Kid Rock both appeared at the Republican National Convention. And any living Republican president or vice president did not appear at the Republican National Convention. Now, a former president, Donald Trump, did, but I didn't see anybody else there. Yeah. I didn't see Cheney. I didn't see Bush. Yeah, they weren't there. But here's what kind of I found awkward. For the Republican National Convention to be as well produced as it was, why would you, I get Hulk Hogan, so you do Hulk Hogan, but then they did the grand entrance of Melania Trump. Oh my God, is that woman gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. She just floated into the convention hall. And they showed her walking up, beautiful smile, beautiful dress, beautiful everything, those gorgeous eyes. And then once she got seated, then Kid Rock came out. I thought the scheduling, the chronology was maybe a little bit off, but then, you know, but they didn't ask me, so who's to know? Matt Gaetz, the big haired, the buffoon, not buffoon, well, sometimes I think he's a buffoon, the big buffoon, whatever you call it, hairdo, yeah, he debuted a new face. I think he stole all of Nancy Pelosi's Botox. He looked really weird. And then, I'm going to make a confession here. So I'm broadcasting from my undisclosed location. I'm actually in Huejo, Mexico. I'm in New Mexico this weekend. It was the anniversary. My wife and I were celebrating our anniversary. And so I stayed up Thursday night to watch Donald Trump speak. And Trump made a triumphant, I mean a truly triumphant appearance at the Republican National Convention. And then he talked for like 2 freaking hours. Oh, my God. It was, you could tell when he was on script and on the teleprompter. And I would say the first 30 minutes of the speech showed a lot of things which you're going to talk about in a minute. But it really showed the new Donald Trump. And as much as there is a new Donald Trump, there will always be the old Donald Trump. Every single one of us have a personality that is part of our core being. And we can have all sorts of traumatic events happen to us. We can have triumph events happen. We can have horrible events happen. And that will change us in certain ways. But in certain ways, nothing about us ever changes. We are who we are. And when Trump went off script, he went off script. And it was wild. Absolutely wild. So wild that I was so tired that I finally put an earbud in and went to tell Premier or iHeart this, but I went to Sirius XM and I tuned in to Fox News and I listened to the rest of the speech laying in bed, and then I made it all the way through the speech, albeit laying in bed with my eyes closed, and then started to hear some of the commentary, and then that's when I crashed and burned. So, when we get back, the new Donald Trump? Yeah, I think there was a new Donald Trump. Let's analyze what's new and what's the same. And does it make any difference? I think that it does. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to this number, 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. you want to subscribe to the podcast, here's what you do. On your podcast app, whatever, it doesn't make it, whichever one you use, just search for this podcast called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit the subscribe button for that, and then leave a review. You know, like maybe a 5-star review, because that helps us spread the word, that helps other people discover the podcast, and our podcast numbers continue to grow every single weekend. So subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get 23 hours of me. Yeah, so all that will fill your time. You know, every single one of us have a personality, and our personalities is obviously affected by, you know, by our genes and by our environment, by everything, you know, in terms of our parents or not having parents, the, you know, siblings not having siblings, your diet, everything, I believe, both internally and externally, kind of creates this personality. And everybody has a personality, and everybody's is unique, and everybody's is different, and everybody's personality both changes and stays the same over time. Many things will always stay the same, and some things get altered a little bit. A traumatic event can cause an alteration in someone's personality. You have a moment where your life literally flashes before your eyes, and you think to yourself, wow, I survived that. And sometimes people will think, maybe I survived that because I'm meant to go on and continue to do something. Or there's, you know, you find more meaning in your life. You recognize that life is precious. So you live, you recognize that every moment of every day is important. And some people are able to take those life-changing moments, and they're able to keep that feeling throughout the rest of their lives. Whether that's another, you know, 2 years, or it's another 20 years, or it's another 40 or 50, 60 years. And sometimes it begins to wane a little bit. It begins to wear off. But the basic personality always stays the same. I think what we saw with Trump's acceptance speech in Milwaukee on Thursday night was both a changed man and who Donald Trump always is and always will be. And I think both of those were on display. And I think, to take it just down to the gutter of retail politics, I think it ought to scare the crap out of the Democrats. I think the attempted assassination fired up the base. I think it caused people who were not otherwise paying attention to him, because they had written him, you know, maybe some people had written him off because they just couldn't stand the personality. They just couldn't stand the guy. I mean, I'll give you an example of what I mean by this, and I want to say this delicately. Sheila Jackson Lee, who was a congresswoman from Houston, Texas. She was in Congress for a long time, and when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I had to deal with her. Now, before I say what I'm going to say about her, I want to say this to make sure there's no misunderstanding. She just died, I think, yesterday. A pancreatic cancer, a horrible cancer. So I really feel badly. I feel sorry for her family. I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for the pain and the agony that she went through suffering from pancreatic cancer. I sincerely do. I don't wish that on anyone. But do you know that I believe that Sheila Jackson Lee was one of the dumbest members of Congress that I ever had to deal with in my entire life? Now, I knew Sheila Jackson Lee, and I'm, again, to emphasize, I feel badly for her and her family. But the point I want to make about her in relation to Donald Trump is this. There are many people in the political life of this nation who had turned Donald Trump off. Oh, he's just a bombastic, loudmouth New Yorker. And I just can't stand the. I can't stand the way he talks. Everything's the greatest and the biggest ever. And I'm the most fantastic, fabulous guy that's ever lived on the face of the earth. And they've tuned him out. Well, once someone almost gets their brains blown out on TV, people stop and say, oh, well, whoa, look at that. And then they see the iconic, and I think everyone's missed what I believe is the most iconic photo. Everybody thinks the most iconic photo is that of him as the Secret Service is trying to get him up off the platform and into the SUV, and he raises his fist. And I do believe that is an iconic photo. But for me personally, having been inside that presidential bubble, there's a much more iconic photo. And that's the photo of him on the ground. There's a news photographer that's at the end of the platform, at the end of the risers. And the photograph is of Trump on the floor, his face kind of toward the camera, a cap with an upside-down U.S. flag on the cap behind his head. You can see his fingers. I mean, the man's 72, 70, I forget, in his 70s. So he has, you know, wrinkly fingers. And he's kind of holding himself up, and you can see the blood dripping down, and it's a dark, kind of ominous photograph. And you know, in that very moment, he's not quite certain whether he's going to live or die. And I think that is the most iconic photograph. And they showed it on the screen at the RNC. And I think that was a defining moment for Donald Trump. He'll always be a New Yorker. He'll always be a politician. But I think it caused people to stop and say, oh, he's also a human being. He's a human being who almost had his brains blown out on national television. And think how that would have changed the course of everything. I think the near miss changed the course of everything. But it caused people to stop and look at him differently, and it caused him to be a little bit different. Don't believe me?
Thank you very much. And we will do it right. We're going to do it right. Let me begin this evening by expressing my gratitude to the American people for your outpouring of love and support following the assassination attempt at my rally on Saturday. As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened? Tell us what happened, please. And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
That is an amazing admission from a guy who's portrays himself as bigger than life, as bombastic and loud and powerful, and I'm going to get my way, and if I don't get my way, I am a force of nature that will eventually get what I want. It's too painful to tell.
It was a warm, beautiful day in the early evening in Butler Township in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Music was loudly playing, and the campaign was doing really well. I went to the stage, and the crowd was cheering wildly. Everybody was happy. I began speaking very strongly, powerfully, and happily.
Now, see, I think that's the old Donald Trump. I began speaking very powerfully, strongly, and then the new Donald Trump, and happily.
Because I was discussing the great job my administration did on immigration at the southern border. We were very proud of it.
You know, that's the old Donald Trump, but a different tone. About our great success at the southern border, that we were very proud of it. The tone is different, too.
Behind me and to the right was a large screen that was displaying a chart of border crossings under my leadership. The numbers were absolutely amazing. In order to see the chart, I started to, like this, turn to my right and was ready to begin a little bit further turn, which I'm very lucky I didn't do, when I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet. And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood, just absolutely blood all over the place. I immediately knew it was very serious, that we were under attack, and in one movement proceeded to drop to the ground. Bullets were continuing to fly as very brave Secret Service agents rushed to the stage, and they really did. They rushed to the stage. These are great people at great risk, I will tell you, and pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side.
And there's the other Donald Trump. Never heard him say that before. And you can read into that what you want to, but that's how many people believe when they've survived a near-death experience. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Hang tight. Be right back.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start August 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks right to win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I want to make this point before we run out of time this segment. Very simply, people who never paid attention to Donald Trump before are now going to pay attention. If you know anyone who has suffered, and we know gun violence is out of control in this country, anyone who suffered, and, you know, Kevin Bacon's 6 degree of separation, I think, has now become like 2 or 3 degrees of separation. And so we all know somebody that knows somebody who has been a victim of gun violence. We all know somebody who knows somebody, or we know personally people who have, like Sheila Jackson Lee, who have suffered tremendously with something like pancreatic cancer. Or we've witnessed that in our own families. These events that cause us to face our own mortality, that we can all just get in the car, we're just going to go to McDonald's and get a Diet Coke, and we get T-boned, and boom, life's gone. It's these moments that play out on a national scale that particularly when it comes to politics, because these people are them. It's those people, presidents, congressmen, senators, that you rarely see in the wild, that causes you to pay, because you see them on the TV screen every single day, that causes you to go, oh, wow, that's like a real-life event. And that causes people to look for a second time. It's like walking into a department store that you've been in forever. You've always gone to the same department store, and you notice something differently. I went to one of my doctors for an appointment this week. As I was sitting at a stoplight, because I normally pull up to the stoplight and I make a right turn on red, and I'm always looking toward the right, you know, I check left, check right, check left again, and I'm looking for traffic. It's a busy intersection, and I made my right turn, and as I was making my right turn, I saw a grocery store over here on this other corner, candy cornered from me. Never even noticed it before. And how many years have I been going to this particular doctor? Now, you might say this because I'm stupid. But I think it's that we get so much into a routine that we let things pass by that we just don't notice. Because they're not important to us, or we have literally tuned them out. Well, people got tuned back into Donald Trump last Saturday. And now people are tuned in to this race. Normally this presidential race, for those of you listening to me during the weekday, I have always said presidential races, the majority of people don't pay any attention to presidential races until Labor Day. And in fact, actually not Labor Day, until after they go back to work after Labor Day. And that's when it gets really serious. And that's usually when you have the first presidential debate, which we've already had. So people are already beginning to pay attention to this presidential race way ahead of Labor Day. So on the same Saturday not on the same Saturday, but Saturday Trump gets shot. And then on Tuesday, I think it was, Tuesday or Wednesday, that Biden goes to Vegas. And he walks around a Mexican restaurant, and there's pictures of Biden, you know, walking around a Mexican restaurant. He's a super spreader. Remember that phrase, a super spreader? And he gets the COVID so bad that, you know, he's already using the baby stairs on Air Force One, and he could barely make it up the baby steps. Compare and contrast those two photos. The fist pumping in the air and barely making it up the steps. Everything has changed. And as soon as the Republican National Convention was over with on Thursday night, on Friday morning, the Democrats and their knives were out, and they were going after the next assassination, albeit a political assassination, and that's the political assassination of Joe Biden. This race is going to be wild. It's the best roller coaster you've ever been on, and whoever tells you how it's going to turn out, they're lying to you, because nobody knows how this is going to turn out now. I will tell you the trend lines still look good for Trump. The trend lines are still going up. And now Biden's facing his own internal. Et tu, Caesar? Et tu, Brutus? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The knives are out now for Joe Biden. How's that going to manifest itself? What are they going to do? And if they succeed, what does it mean for the general election? Who's going to be the nominee? Everybody and their dog, everybody from Kamala Harris to Gavin Newsom to J.B. Pritzker to the governor of Pennsylvania to every Democrat politician in the country is they're licking their lips. There's blood in the water, and they're trying to figure out, how do I maneuver myself? How many phone calls do I need to make? Who do I need to talk to? How much money can I raise? You know, Kamala Harris, you know, her poll numbers aren't very good, and the Democrats may not necessarily want her. How do we push her out of the way? And at the same time, they're also worried, how do I now defeat Donald Trump? And then there's one portion of the ballot that nobody seems to be paying attention to, except for maybe Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and maybe Mike Johnson, and that's the down ballot. That's every senatorial race. One-third of the senators are up for election. The entire 435 members of the House are up for election. How will the top of the ticket affect the bottom of the ticket, the so-called down ballot? Well, let's think about that, but before we do, let's kind of work our way through what are the Democrats doing? We have, you know, people always talking about, oh, we're going to have a civil war. Well, guess what? The Democrats are in the middle of civil war right now.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Transport providers, businesses, even governments are rushing to get all their systems back online after long disruptions following a widespread technology outage. RNC alternate delegate Cindy Hatcher had a hard time catching her flight home from Milwaukee in the big convention this week.
When we left the hotel, we had heard rumblings that there was a Microsoft outage. And when we got here at 4 a.m., there was a line out the door to get our bag tags, and they couldn't print us any boarding passes because the computers were down. And we came up to check out the gate, and the gate said, the monitor said recovery mode.
The biggest continuing effect so far has been on air travel. It's expected to last at least through today. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will hold a post-convention rally today in the battleground state of Michigan. That's set for 5 p.m. Eastern time. They are riding a wave of momentum after leaving the GOP convention in Wisconsin. Trump and Vance set to hold their first campaign rally together as a result. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting the Biden administration has won a temporary court victory, one that allows it to keep those limits on pollution from coal-fired plants.
Environmental groups are applauding a federal appeals court ruling that allows the EPA to work to control harmful greenhouse gas emissions. The National Mining Association, other industry groups, and some GOP-led states like West Virginia sought an emergency injunction to block the rule on capturing most of their carbon emissions. The plaintiffs said the goal was unattainable and that it threatens the reliability of the nation's power grid. But the court is allowing the regulation to stand while various legal appeals are heard. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856 or BigLou.com.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports Secretary of State Antony Blinken is highlighting wider pledges to support Ukraine in the event the U.S. may back away under a Donald Trump administration.
As Russian bombs continue to hit Ukrainian cities, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine is on its way to be able to stand on its own feet militarily, and that more than 20 other countries have pledged to maintain their own military and financial aid to Ukraine, even if the U.S. were to withdraw its support under a different president. Concerns among Ukraine and their supporters that Ukraine could lose vital U.S. support have increased as Trump's campaign surges and Biden's falters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There will be another visit from the Biden administration to Wisconsin next week. Reportedly, Vice President Kamala Harris sent to visit Milwaukee on Tuesday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Russian court has convicted a U.S. reporter of espionage after a trial widely seen as politically motivated. We get more details on that from in this report from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Court judge Andrei Mineyev rules that Gershkovich is guilty of committing a crime under Article 276 of the Russian Criminal Code and sentences him to imprisonment for a term of 16 years. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in a defendant's cage in the regional court and listened impassively to the verdict. When the judge asked if he understood it, the journalist replied, "Yes." I'm Charles de la Desma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Remember, you can text a question or comment anytime you're listening to the program or anytime you're not listening to the program, anytime you want to. On your message app, use this number, 33103, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael and text me anything, ask me anything, tell me anything. Be sure and follow me on Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me right now. And on Facebook and Instagram, those are at Michael D. Brown. So Twitter is at Michael Brown USA. The other two, at Michael D. Brown. So former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi literally informed Joe Biden that he's dragging down the Democrat Party. That's what she told him last week. According to Politico, the former speaker does not want to call on him to resign, but she will do everything in her power to make sure that it happens. There's nothing subtle about Nancy, the story says. She starts with the question, what does it take to win? Then works backwards. You know, maybe Republicans ought to think about that sometime. What does it take to win? Okay, that's our goal. Our mission is to win, right? In politics, winning is everything, just as it is in Major League Baseball or the NFL. You got to win. And every team walks in, just like every race, there will be a winner and a loser. Maybe the odds are 50-50, but every race, every game, there's a winner and a loser. So what do sports teams start with? Their objective is to win. Now, what are the strategies that we're going to use, and what are the tactics that we're going to use? Politics is no different. But for some reason, Republicans haven't figured that out. Democrats have. As Politico says, there's nothing subtle about Nancy Pelosi. She starts with a very simple question. What's it going to take to win? And then she works backwards. We're kind of like, well, aren't we cool? Well, everybody's going to vote for us. Everybody loves us. No. Not everybody loves us. Not everybody understands what we stand for. Not everybody believes what we believe. And we're horrible. We're absolutely horrible at trying to explain to people or trying to tell stories about what we believe in. See, storytelling is such a lost art on most politicians. Tell us a story about, you know, a family that's struggling and how your policy is going to help that family that's struggling. Or tell us a story about how you were filling up your car with gas and it cost so much money. Tell us how, you know, energy prices work. Tell us a story about how oil is drilled, how it's produced, and all the costs that go into that, and why it's important that we have cheap energy, because if we have cheap energy, that means that everything else is going to be lower priced. Nothing we do, I'm getting off on a tangent here, I apologize, but nothing that we do is not touched by the price of oil, because everything starts with oil and gas. Even all you greeny weenies out there that think that, oh, I gotta have a wind turbine, I gotta have a solar panel, yeah, I have to have an electric vehicle. Well, guess what? You need oil and gas to produce it. So Nancy Pelosi starts with the question, what's it going to take to win, and then works backwards. And then they tell stories. Democrats tell stories all the time. Now, I've talked before this week, that Pelosi's really orchestrating the Democratic lawmakers' pressure campaign that's calling for Biden to step aside. Her Russia-loving protege, Adam Schiff of California, probably the next U.S. Senator from California, he's already gone public with a call for Biden to pass the torch, and he did that last week. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, another Californian, have approached Biden privately. And when they've talked to him privately, they've raised concerns about his ability to win, and also insinuating that he's going to damage the Democrats' down-ballot performance in Congress. All Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer care about is gaining control of the House or retaining control and expanding control of the Senate. They really don't care. I mean, they do care about their presidency, but that's not their main objective. Now, publicly, best I can tell, Pelosi's position is that, well, it's still up to the president to decide if he's going to run, and we're all encouraging him to make the decision, that decision, because time is running short and people want him to make that decision. It's like, you know, you want somebody to do something. So you start, well, you know, it's your decision, but have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? It would be really nice if we could do this. Or how about that? You know, the thing that I find fascinating about this intra-party civil war going on, Pelosi's remarks came after Biden had already reiterated his intention to run for re-election. Now, that implies that she believes that Biden ought to revisit this decision and exit the race. That's the battle that's going on. And that's the battle that's going on in terms of the media. Joe Scarborough over at MSNBC, earlier this month, I just want you to compare and contrast a couple of sound bites here.
Terrible day. He had an absolutely dismal debate. It was horrifying to watch him up there on stage. It was horrifying. And so that's sort of the five-alarm fire that the media went to, I think, a week later, you know, that now that the New York Times has a syntax blog that is following his syntax in radio interviews in Wisconsin. It's gotten ridiculous and over the top when you actually have the guy sitting down in Mar-a-Lago, again, that told lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And again, let me repeat it, as badly as Joe Biden did in that poll, in that debate, You had the New York Times Siena poll showing even bad news for Biden losing Democrats and some Republicans, but independents breaking to Joe Biden because they were so sickened by Donald Trump's lies. And so that is something to remember. The reporting has gotten crazy over time because, once again, and I love this about the press, like, mainstream media, they're like, oh, no, they're saying we're unfair, and they're saying that we have hidden this. Who hid it? Who hid it? Who, you know, for all of these right-wing stooges that...
Now, wait a minute. Who hid it? Who covered for Joe Biden's infirmities? Who covered for Joe Biden's age-related dementia? Who covered for all of it? Oh, yeah, Joe Scarborough did. Listen to him dance around this.
That are saying, oh, the mainstream media hit this. You know, like I said, I've probably spent more time with Joe Biden than most reporters. Talked to him about in-depth foreign policy. Talked to him about the guy was completely there. If he weren't, I would have been the first to come on the show the next day.
Okay. You would have been the first to come up on the show the next day and what?
And say, president's not there.
And say, the president's not there. You'd have been the first to do that, Joe Scarborough? Really? And by the way, aren't you the mainstream media? Aren't you part of the cabal? Oh, let's now fast forward. That was on July 8th. Let's fast forward and see what Joe Scarborough's saying now. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. On your podcast app, whatever you use for your podcast, search for and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. That will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program so you get all of Michael Brown. Go hit that subscribe button right now and leave a 5-star review. Hang tight. Joe Scarborough next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. The Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock. KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hello, food fans. Chef Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Hey, welcome back to Leaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text any question or comment to 33103 on your message app. That's the phone number, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I'm reading them all. And you've got, I read all the text messages all the time. Just can't respond to all of them, but there are some really good ones today. So now after Joe Scarborough claims that, you know, everything's fine, there's nothing to see here, move along, then Joe Scarborough decides that, well, actually there's no way that he can win.
Of course, we heard that, Senator Schumer, the Democratic majority leader in the United States Senate, called on Joe Biden in so many words, to step down. Hakeem Jeffries, basically the same thing, real concern. Perhaps still one of the most powerful people among grassroots and Democratic donors, Nancy Pelosi, yeah. Still out there. And
that's the one.
What I keep hearing is Speaker Emeritus Pelosi, so brilliant, she's not getting on phone calls saying Joe Biden must go. She's conducting a listening tour, and she's calling one Democratic House member after another that are in vulnerable seats, and all she's getting back, bad news. And so she's letting them know just enough, based on reporting, that she understands their concerns, and she is very concerned, too, that they cannot lose the House. You have that. And so that sounds like elites, but then on top of that, of course, the Associated Press poll that two-thirds of Democrats want Joe Biden out of the race. That's not the elites. That's the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. And there's no way a candidate can win a general election if two-thirds of his own people say he needs to withdraw.
Is that right, Joe? So maybe you're part of the problem, too. The cabal has been covering for Joe Biden for years. Years. And I don't mean just the past 3 years. I'm talking about going all the way back to the Obama administration. But of course, the Biden campaign denies reports that he's being receptive to calls for him to exit the race. Now, why is he doing that? Well, that pushback comes in response to a CNN report that's now citing multiple Democratic officials who say the campaign is now in a new place, suggesting that Biden might reconsider his candidacy. One of Biden's senior campaign advisors, allegedly, based on news reports, private conversations with the Hill are continuing. And Biden is not as defiant privately as he is publicly. He's gone from saying Kamala can't win to do you think Kamala can win? And saying it's still unclear where he's going to land, but seems to be listening. But then the Biden campaign begins to throw cold water on that report, with spokesman Kevin Muñoz stating that if the facts matter, and they should, here is one. President Biden is the Democrat nominee, and he is going to win this November. They're all over the place. Hakeem Jeffries.
came out and said this after reports that he wants Biden to withdraw, now says,
President Biden, as I've said repeatedly, is our nominee. He has a tremendous track record of success. He's one of the most accomplished American presidents in our history. And he has the vision, I believe, the ability, the capacity, and the track record to make a case to the American people that will result in us being successful in November.
They are all over the place. They're imploding. Quite frankly, just from a pure political point of view, I find it fascinating. I could watch this kind of catfight all day long. I know it doesn't say much about me, but I do. I kind of like this catfight. But here's where we really are. You think about, I'm so tired of being told about inflation is coming down. Inflation is not coming down. The rate of inflation has declined, but inflation remains a scourge for not just middle-class families, not just lower-class families, but everybody. Inflation hits everyone. You know, inflation is like a hurricane. Yes, houses that are poorly constructed are going to be hit worse, and there's going to be more damage to those houses. But a well-built house by a wealthier family is still going to suffer damage. So inflation is like a hurricane. It hits everybody. And everybody suffers. Some people suffer more than others. If you're on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, yes, it's going to be tougher for you. It's an insidious cancer. You just keep fighting and fighting. You just keep trying to figure out ways and ways to cut and cut and cut. You know, unlike the government, which really pisses me off, unlike the government that never cuts. You know, government cuts are like Joe Biden saying inflation is coming down. They don't actually cut spending, say from $100 to $90. They cut the rate of increase. So instead of going from $100 to $120, they say it's a cut because we only increase spending to $110. Well, inflation at the beginning of the Biden administration was like at 19, 20%. Yes, it's come down to 3%, but that means that the 20%, what costs you $100, then costs you $119 or $120, and every month that inflation continued, the cost of that $120 kept inching up a little bit, but it wasn't inching up quite as fast. It truly pisses me off when I hear politicians talking about, well, inflation's coming down. No, it's not. And if you think it is, you're completely out of touch with people. And I think that's one reason why the Democrat Party is in the middle of this cluster F, because they can't quite figure out what to do. They can't figure out what to do with Biden, because Biden just continues to carry on the same old. He's not going to change anything. You know, I think when you think about, you know, somebody was asking about why the Secret Service director hasn't been fired. And I think that's truly because Biden is not paying attention to what's going on. I think Biden has truly lost his capacity to fully understand everything that's going on. You know, if you know an old person, I mean a really old person, someone that's not necessarily chronologically the same age as Biden. They could be younger, could be older than Biden. But is old in the sense that they have a hard time processing things. And if you overwhelm them with information, they tend to get angry or they tend to shut down. I think Biden probably tends to do both. I think he probably tends, because even when he was younger and I saw him as a senator, he was the same way. In briefings, he would shut down. Well, I think now he's shutting down too. So he sees all of this chaos around him, and the way for him to deal with it is to go shake hands with people at a Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas, to give the same speech over and over and over, talking about building the middle class from the down up and the inside out, or whatever that stupid phrase is that he uses, talking about how they're going to, you know, create all these green new jobs and doing all this. It's the same litany of cliches over and over and over, because that's all he knows to do. And that's why the Secret Service director hasn't been fired. That's why Mayorkas hasn't been fired over the border. That's why the Afghanistan withdrawal was so bad. He's just incapable of being the commander-in-chief. Speaking of the Secret Service Director. Yeah. Well, let's speak about the Secret Service Director. Let's do that next. So Speaking with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
There's a better credit card that supports your conservative values. It's called Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is a Visa-backed credit card and America's first credit card built by and for conservatives, created to advance conservative values and embrace the American spirit. While other leading credit cards give millions to the left each year, Coin is helping conservatives to align their dollars with their values. Using Coin means you pay with a purpose. The Coin Visa credit card donates a portion of every transaction to conservative charities. Last year, Coin donated more money to conservative charities than the top 10 major credit card companies combined. Support conservative causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today for America's better credit card at coin.com. That's COIGN.com. Select radio from the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, thanks for coming back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You can find one of our 300-plus affiliates by simply going to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find an interactive map of all the affiliates, when they air the program and when they re-air the program. And then you can pull down and you can find an alphabetical list of all the affiliates, too. So you can do that. Or you can simply go to the iHeartRadio app and look up my flagship station, Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk out of Denver, Colorado, and you can listen there, too. So, just as long as you listen, that's what we care about, right? So let's talk about Secret Service for a moment. You know, having been inside that bubble for upwards of almost 6 years when I was the undersecretary, I really got to know the Secret Service, the director and the deputy director, very well. I consider them friends to this day. Plus, working with the White House advance team and working with the Secret Service advance team on, you know, when Bush would come, say, to a disaster site, or we would be doing an event somewhere, and Bush wanted, you know, the White House wanted Bush to participate in it. You had to sit down with the advance team and with the Secret Service people and outline everything that was going to take place. And as I've said before, we were, I don't remember where this took place. It's been too long ago. Just call me Biden. But I do remember being on a tarmac. I know it was on a tarmac. So I don't know whether I was waiting for the president to come back from an event or I was waiting for the president to arrive. But anyway, I was there with the director of the Secret Service, and I noticed them doing something. And I turned to Ralph, and I said, why are you guys doing that? And his answer was, because we can. And I found that answer interesting. And so I got him to expound upon it. Well, what do you mean, because you can? And he says, because we look at every single vulnerability so that when you and I are standing here in this bubble, there is, we work on a zero chance of anything happening. If anything happens, if there is an attempt at anything happening, we fail. So we can't fail. And that gave me the entire mindset of understanding that when I sat down with the White House advance team and the Secret Service advance team to start planning an event where the president would be, I understood what was going to happen. I mean, I understood that they were going to, you know, this is why they want to know everything about the venue. We do site visits. They've got schematics and they've got aerial photos and they've got everything. They've got the motorcade route laid out. They've got alternate routes laid out. They've got they cover every, you can't imagine the number of contingencies that they cover. And so, I always felt like whenever I was in that bubble, for example, when I would, the very first time that I ever traveled with the president, and we were going to be in the motorcade, one of the Secret Service liaison to my security detail came to me and explained to me, okay, we just want you to know that you're going to be with the president, and we know this is your first time, and we want you to understand here's what's going to take place. And we also want you to know that while your detail, my security people, will be in the motorcade, that if for some reason something happens, we'll try to help you, but you're not our protectee, meaning you come, you're number two. And number two, when shots are being fired, is not exactly the best place to be in. The purpose in that whole conversation was to explain to me that their sole purpose is to protect the President of the United States of America. And my detail, who might be in a car or in a van, a couple of, you know, cars behind us, that they would try to come to my rescue, the Secret Service, unless they could, they didn't care about me. They only cared about the President. And that put everything for me into perspective. Yeah, it's nice to be in the bubble. And if the proverbial, you know, crap hits the fan while I'm in the bubble, I'm not number one. No, it's that guy sitting next to me who's called the President of the United States of America. And I just hope that whatever happens, if something bad were to happen, that somehow I might be able to manage in time for my detail to help protect me. Because it's not like the Secret Service, don't get me wrong, it's not like they're going to throw you to the wolves. But you're their second priority. And their first priority, by every means possible, is to protect the President. Now, when you're a former president, they still have a zero-fail policy. So what happened last Saturday? Well, I think it goes back to a point that I made in the first hour, and that is the Secret Service, once it was folded out of it was taken out of the Treasury Department and put in the Department of Homeland Security, it started having to fight for resources like everyone else. And then along comes this concept of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, let me make certain that you understand something. I don't mind DEI, as long as DEI does not affect the standards. Let's take it, for example, to a fire department. Well, when the fire department, if my house is burning down, if the home that I'm sitting in right now, in the studio within that home, it catches fire. Now, we have a volunteer fire department in the mountains where I am now. But that volunteer fire department, if they show up, I want them to have met all of the standards that are required by someone to become a firefighter in New Mexico. I don't care what their skin color is. I don't care what their religion is. I don't care what their sexual preferences are. I don't care anything about anything else to do with them. Do they meet the standards for firefighting? And I don't want the standards for firefighting lowered in order to say, oh, look, we got a certain number of gays, we got a certain number of blacks, we got a certain number of Methodists, we got a certain number of Muslims. I don't care about that. I want to know that you meet the standards for firefighting. If you're a cop, I want you to know that you graduated from the academy based on the long-established standards to be a cop. Now, if on top of that, you want to try to hire more people that meet your little standards of DEI, then fine, go do that. Lucius Hires III is the executive director of the United States Secret Service Office of Equity and Diversity, and Inclusion, excuse me. He said on a podcast that the agency's ultimate goal is DEI. Wait a minute. No. Your ultimate goal is to protect the President of the United States, your protectees, which includes the President, the Vice President, their families, and any dignitaries that come under the purview of the Secret Service. That's your ultimate goal, bucko, not DEI. He said on that he bragged on the podcast, quote, I could talk on and on and on what the Secret Service is doing to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. DEI is every action every day. No, stop it. Your action every day is to hire and train agents that are capable of taking a bullet for the President or the Vice President or whoever your protectee is. That's your ultimate goal. Not DEI. He says part of the things that we need to continue to do is to be more open and speak openly about diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. And when every one of us within this agency can say this is a mission imperative, then we have achieved our ultimate goal. Man, this guy couldn't be more wrong. Could not be more wrong. That's not your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal is to hire agents. And again, I don't care anything about the agent's race, religion, creed, sexual orientation. I don't care anything about that. I care about, do they meet the department standards? And I think what we're seeing is, across the board, that in pursuit of this DEI goal, in order to meet the DEI goal, we start to move away from a meritocracy, and we start to lower standards. Well, when it comes to firefighting, or to cops, or for that matter, the Secret Service, I don't want the standards lowered. In fact, I think the standards should always be creeping upwards, more and more stringent standards to promote and get more and more highly qualified people in those positions. I want the firefighters to be the best firefighters they can be. I don't care what your sexual preference is. I want the cops to meet the highest standards possible. I don't care what your race is. I want the Secret Service agents to be the absolute best that they can find and train and meet their standards. And again, as I've pointed out on my security detail, the head of my security detail was a gigantic black man by the name of Kenny. By the way, on my security detail, my driver, my exclusive driver, happened to be a white female lesbian. So don't give me this crap about DEI. Instead, give me the crap that you're going to meet the standards in order to protect your protectee. And I think we saw last Saturday the failures, the utter failures. It's not their mission imperative. Their mission imperative is to protect their protectees. Now, if they want to strive to hire more people, more minorities, I'm all for that, if they meet the standards. If they are striving to hire more gay or lesbian agents, that's fine, as long as they meet the standards. If they want to hire more females, that's fine, as long as they meet the standards. Don't lower the standards. Instead, focus on a meritocracy and try to recruit more people that meet the standards that happen to be female or happen to be minorities or happen to be, you know, gays or lesbians. Do that, but don't lower the standards. Because when you do, you see what happens. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and text the word Michael to this number, 33103. Let's talk about the Secret Service Agent Director in particular. I'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading.
This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. I'd appreciate you doing that. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program. And when you subscribe to the podcast, once you hit that subscribe button, give me a 5-star review if you're willing to do that. And that helps us spread the podcast even further. Which is really what we'd like to do about the program. So, back to the Secret Service. So I started doing a little research during the week, and some yesterday while I was on vacation. There's just been this ongoing concern about mishaps, misconducts, cover-ups, all within the Secret Service, and mostly under the directorship of Kimberly Cheadle. She's the current Secret Service director. Cheadle's background is this. She worked in Jill Biden's security detail when Biden was vice president. She also worked on former Vice President Cheney's detail in the early 2000s, and she was appointed head of the Secret Service in August of 2022. She's never served on the presidential detail, which is different. And I think that should be one of the requirements before you, even though you've worked your way through and you've been on a VP detail, that's different than being on the presidential detail. Yes, you still have a no-fail job with the vice president, but it's an entirely different atmosphere and it's an entirely different standard when your protectee is the commander-in-chief. But I made a short list of controversies under her leadership. Back in October of 2022, a motorcade for Vice President Kamala Harris was involved in a one-car accident on a closed roadway. What was going on there? In April of 2023, there was an incident in which an intoxicated man entered the home of National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. April of this year, there was an incident in which armed special agents assigned to Vice President Harris's detail got into fistfights with each other. And of course now, the most egregious, the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump last Saturday. So here's this dirtbag shooter. He has an AR-15. The media describes it as whatever an AR-style rifle means. He managed to scale a building, get onto its roof, which offered a direct sight line to Donald Trump, speaking less than 150 yards away. Now, I'm not a sniper, but I can tell you at 150 yards, I don't need a scope. At 150 yards, I can use the iron sights on an AR-15, and I can blow up a watermelon pretty well. In fact, I could blow up one of those small watermelons pretty well. And it was just by chance that Trump was turning his head when the first shot was fired and he was able to get down onto the ground. Think about that. No thanks can be given to the failed security preparations under her leadership, as we all watch what took place. Now, a security operations plan had put three counter-snipers from not the Secret Service, but from Beaver County, Pennsylvania's Emergency Services Unit inside the same building to monitor the rally from windows. And no one was stationed on its roof, according to the Beaver Countian, the local newspaper. Two sources familiar with the agency's operation told NBC News that this site was identified by the Secret Service as a potential vulnerability days before the event, with the agency fully aware of the associated risks. So then Cheadle goes on to ABC News, and in one of the most astonishing interviews that I think I've listened to, she downplayed the recklessness of the decision not to put any snipers on the roof used by the shooter, leaving vulnerable the closest elevated point just outside of the inner secured perimeter of the rally with a clear line of sight to where Trump would take the stage. And you know what she said? She cited the building's sloped roof as a safety factor. This supposedly made it, I guess, risky to put snipers there? Seriously? Snipers on a pitched roof? And you cite that as a safety concern? You know, I saw a photo of one of the local firefighters standing on that roof after the rally was over and the investigation, they'd gotten all the evidence from the investigation. And he was standing on that very same sloped roof with a water hose, hosing down the blood and everything else that was on that roof from where the snipers had taken out the shooter. What about the safety of the firefighter? And it's wet, and he's got a hose. He could trip over the hose. He could trip on the water. Seriously, the director of the Secret Service is trying to convince us that a sloped roof is a danger to snipers? Tell that to the snipers that get in the most uncomfortable positions for hours at a time, along with their spotter, and sit there, sometimes for hours, waiting for their target to come into view. Ask any hunter. Ask any hunter that sat in a cold duck blind, freezing their patootie off while they're waiting for the geese or the ducks to finally land as they call them in. This woman is absolutely nuts. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start August 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.